T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Mr. Capaccio. How are you today?
I am excellent. How are you guys?
Good, good. Rested and relaxed, I hope, and energized and ready to go for more football, right?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, after the game in Tennessee, I flew to Florida and took a couple of days with the fam there. They were down there already, so we went to Legoland in Orlando. That we try to do that every year. Max really likes it. And then the first time ever, went to Kennedy Space Center. It was amazing.
Good.
Very impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, my wife and I did that a couple years ago, and I want to go back. I thought it was, you could spend hours there. We didn't even get to everything we wanted
yes.
to see, but it was really impressive to just to see the exhibits and everything and see one of the space shuttles in there, but also the history of the space program and the launch pads and everything that's wrapped up in that whole area. So that's cool. Yeah, I'm glad you did that. I enjoyed that.
Here we go with one of these questions. What do you think, Jeremy? We're going to ask Howard now. We came home because we had tickets Saturday night for Dude Perfect. Howard, do you know who Dude Perfect is?
So I don't, but it's what was going on Saturday night? Something was going on, and I don't know. I knew something was at the arena. Oh, the Sabres announcers were in Orchard Park. They're doing a hockey game from the Bill Stadium. I thought, what the hell's going on at KeyBank Center? And then I look up and I see KeyBank Center events. Oh, Dude Perfect's in town. What the hell is Dude Perfect? Is that a person? Is it a band? Is it a show? What is Dude Perfect?
It is a 5-man show. 12 years ago, these 5 friends in Texas created a trick shot video that went viral on YouTube. They're the guys that do all these crazy shots from airplanes, off towers, riding on things like footballs, baseballs, golf balls. It doesn't matter. They just do these crazy trick shot videos.
Yeah.
And it went so viral, they just became sensations.
Wow.
And now they actually go on tour and do these shows. And they don't do all these like trick shots during the show. In fact, it's like, come on, I can't believe they actually sell tickets to go watch a show like this, but it's for kids. And if the kids know who all these people are, they're stars for them. It was great. It was a really great night. It was fun. We took Max, and we got to see Dude Perfect live, and nice. He was super excited, so that was really cool.
Well, Sal, you were like the rest of us Bills fans, just hanging out watching games yesterday. Let's start with Kansas City. Are they going to miss the playoffs? What the heck is going on with the Chiefs? I know their defense is bad. What's happened to their offense?
I can't believe they're going to miss the playoffs. I mean, I know it's a reality that, you know, what the record looks like and how they've looked. I get that. It's a distinct possibility. I just can't believe it in my heart of hearts that when you have Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid coaching, that at the end of the day, they're going to lose enough games or not win enough games not to make it. I don't know. I guess this revamped offensive line, you know, was a good idea in theory, but it is not working for them. They cannot protect him. And he got hit yesterday. Jeremy talked about it. That was a very scary hit. But they have not been able to protect him. I think teams – going back to last year, now granted, again, he was injured last year and the offensive line was a bit different, but I do think that, you know, the Super Bowl kind of laid it out a little bit for maybe how to attack them a little bit. And the Bills, you know, they did a nice job of maybe a little bit differently. But, you know, I think that's also something teams have kind of figured out some different ways to kind of bottle them up. And I do think that their defense, you know, they lost some players. They're not making big opportunistic plays. They have for the last couple of years a little more often, but it seems like their offense maybe is trying to do too much to compensate their defense as well, and that's hurting them.
I'm going to add something here, Sal. You know what else they might have as a problem is something that was the Bills' problem that they wanted to fix, and they are no threat to run the ball, right? No, Clyde Edwards-Helaire is not dynamic at all. That's a first-round pick they spent on a guy that's just, you know, he's just kind of there. That and their outside, like their true, whatever, outside receiver threat in Josh Gordon, Sammy Watkins. It's always been like a parade of, you know, options out there. DeMarcus Robinson. It seems like the one more piece they need to their offense, you know, you got Hill and Kelsey, who are both great, and Mahomes too, but I think they want a little more diversity, and they've not been very good at finding it.
No, that's right. And, you know, I don't know. It seems he's off too, right? Mahomes, like, a couple throws yesterday to, like, one to Kelsey's wide open. Kind of like the one in Buffalo. Remember early on in the game he missed? There was one very similar to that.
He sailed
in the game.
Yeah.
Where he missed him.
Yep.
Yeah. You're right, Jeremy, though. You know, they can't keep teams off balance at all because they kind of – they know, like, teams are saying, hey, we're just going to stop you from throwing the ball, and then if you want to try and run, go right ahead, but we don't think you can run that well. So it's all not working out right now. You know, and they're also – you go back, this is not a week-to-week issue for them right now, but the way they're structured now, they're paying their quarterback big money, and teams are going to run into that. The Bills are going to run into that, where you got to make decisions and choices, and it's hard to have a roster stack full of players when the quarterback's no longer on his rookie contract and making $45 million a year, right? I mean, it's got to be hard. So, you know, they're in a tough spot right now. The other thing that's hurting them is the West is better, right? The West looks pretty good. The Raiders... yeah, they're hot and cold. We'll see now if they're sustainable, you know, the way that they're playing the last couple of weeks. But the Chargers are right there, of course, with Herbert, and they're not going away. So I think the last few years, too, with the Chiefs, as good as they've been, and not taking anything away, they've also been in a division that was pretty easy for them to kind of walk through.
Yeah. How about the Titans, Sal? You know, they went from losing to the Jets in overtime. Granted, big injuries in that game, and I think that's – you know, as we get a few weeks removed, the injuries make a big difference there. They didn't have Julio Jones or A.J. Brown. Now, seeing that offense kind of fully formed what it can be, those are two really good wins. You beat the Bills, it's a good win, and, you know, follow it with a Chiefs win. The Titans look like a real threat for the one seed.
They do. I'm still not convinced in their defense, although yesterday they did a nice job on Kansas City, right? I mean, that's the one thing with them is, you know, the Bills scored 31 and had the ball down there at the 3-4 yard line, whatever it was. So I'm still not totally convinced in their defense. You look at some of their scores, some of the points they give up, but man, they can outscore. They can score with anyone in the league. But here's, it's the NFL, right? It's Monday, guys. I mean, it's 6 days to it, but I'm gonna say it right now. I'm going to predict right here on your show, I think the Titans lose to the Colts next week because it's the NFL.
Yeah.
They're going to go to Indy, and I think Indy beats them.
Well, and the Colts are I brought up the stat with Howard earlier in the show. I forget the first team since whoever, but the point is their first five games were against teams that had 10 wins last year. I mean, Indy out of the gate drew a really tough schedule. And I think it was Dan Orlovsky who said this week, if they beat the Niners, they're going to get to 5-4, and that might not even include a win over the Titans this week. So – yeah, the division, the South might have two good teams. The Colts might be worth a little bit more than their record had suggested.
That's right. But, yeah, I know. Well, we'll see what happens. You know, predictions are tough, and I'll hear it if not. But that's okay. I'm looking at the schedule next week, and I'm like, man, boy, Tennessee, after those two big wins, they're going to Indy. Indy had a tougher schedule. They had some injuries. I think Indy can coach, and they'll have something prepared for them. So I think Indy beats Tennessee next week, and partly is it's just the NFL, guys. Look at Cincy and Baltimore, right? I mean, this is what happens in the league. You get these games and you're like, wait a minute, that wasn't supposed to happen, but it happens. You know, back to Kansas City though, the other part of this is, Howard, you asked me, you know, about the playoffs. I think we can basically kind of scratch them off the one seed regardless of playoffs.
They were dead after the Bills game, Sal. But yeah, no, I mean, four losses, and they've got their down tiebreakers to now add Tennessee to the list of teams. Kansas City's down tiebreakers to Baltimore, Tennessee, the Bills, and the Chargers. They lost all four of those teams.
But now think about it. If they do make the playoffs, it'll be as a wild card most likely.
Yeah.
They could still win the division. That means, though, they would travel. You'd be the 2 or the 3 seed hosting Kansas City in the first round. And you're like, what did we do to deserve this, it would seem like.
But you know what? And Jeremy and I were talking a little bit of the whole fear factor, if you will, in the first hour. But because of what's going on with their offense, their offensive line is having some issues. As Jeremy mentioned, they're not even – it's not that they don't have balance between run and pass. They're a pass-heavy team, and they should be. That's where their best weapons are. But they have no threat to run, and now it's affecting their passing game. Now they can't put up 35 every week and just, you know, outscore the other opponent. And Patrick Mahomes, as great as he is – can't single-handedly carry everything for that team right now. He is throwing interceptions and making plays that are uncharacteristic for him.
Yeah, and I think for the last couple of years, you know, people fell in love with all of the different, you know, no-look passes and crazy things that he's done. And look, he deserves credit. He's great, right? We know that. But I think that now there's less margin for error. You know, when you do that because your team, he can overcome an interception. He can overcome missing a guy when he tries the no-look pass and because their defense was better or their run game was better. And well, now there's just less margin for error and other teams are taking advantage and they're having a tough time to overcome. The AFC is crazy. I tweeted out, I have no idea what to make of the AFC West right now, and I can't tell you how many people replied and said, let's make it the AFC whole AFC, North. And that's probably right.
AFC North, too. I saw that tweet, and I did want to ask you, look, the Bills are going to walk in the East. And if they beat the Colts Sunday, I mean, the Titans will essentially wrap up the South. They will have swept Indy, and Indy would be three games back in the loss column. So that's a big game, but I would think the Titans would still win that division, and we all think the Bills should walk in this division. So what do you make? You mentioned the West. It's a two-parter. What you saw from Cincinnati yesterday, the way they beat the living stuffing out of Baltimore, what do you make of the AFC North now?
Yeah, I still don't think Baltimore has the defense. Now, 2 weeks ago, they looked great against the Chargers, but it just seems like that was more of a one-off for them. Their defense has not been great all year. They're in these high-scoring games. I still think it's more about just shutting down and or at least bottling up Lamar. You know, he's done a great job throwing the ball this year as well as running. But if you can contain him, it just seems like you have a very, very good shot of winning. They don't have this intimidating, imposing defense like they have a bit over the last several years. I'm a big Joe Burrow fan. I really am. And Ja'Marr Chase looks every bit the part of what he was touted to be coming out of college. They're really good. I think that they're going to be here for a while, Cincinnati. I don't think they're quite ready, though, to challenge for like the top spot in the AFC. Mm-hmm. They could wind up winning the division because that division's going to kind of cannibalize itself, right, with all four of those teams and just beating up on each other. So they could wind up winning the division. I think once you get to the playoffs, it'll be a little bit different. That's not a knock. I think they're just young. They're figuring it out. I like the trajectory. It's cool, though, right? I mean, this goes back to the late 80s, early 90s when you have Buffalo and Cincinnati and the Chargers, you know, if you want to, whatever. Just some new blood, some new teams in the AFC that I like seeing kind of step up. And you're like, hey, you know what? Yeah. This is kind of cool. But I'm a big Burrow fan and Ja'Marr Chase fan. I think they're going to be good for the next several years. I don't think they're quite ready to challenge for the AFC yet.
You couldn't help but be impressed. Jeremy and I were talking about this, Sal, with you mentioned Burrow. What really struck me is how composed he looked yesterday in the face of a lot of pressure, whether it was a four-man rush or blitzes. Baltimore was throwing stuff at him. He's getting hit. He's hanging in the pocket. He's making throws. He's making third-down throws. He's answering a touchdown drive with a touchdown drive. He actually threw a bad interception, but came back, and I think he probably had another touchdown drive after that. I was really super impressed with how in year two, this kid looked just totally in charge against a good defense. I mean, they were not playing a bad football team, obviously. That I thought that spoke volumes of how far this kid's come in such a short time.
100%. And he, if you go back to LSU, you know, the thing about him was, too, he composed, but also just a guy that he was able to throw to all levels of the field, make all the throws. He used all of those great weapons they had at LSU. He's doing it again here. I mean, they who do you defend on that team? Ja'Marr Chase is really good, but they have weapons all over the place, really.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, this is a good offense, and Zach Taylor seems like he's kind of figured it out now as a coach, right? I think there was a little bit of up and downs the first couple of years there, but I think that, you know, he's looking pretty good as well as a head coach. It helps when you have a guy like Burrow pulling the trigger back there. There's no doubt. You know, we'll see. Their defense a little inconsistent, but I think it's good enough, and they're going to be there. And they were very good yesterday, obviously. They played a really good game. But, boy, you look at the East, too. Just on a side note, we haven't talked about the East because you said, you know, the Bills should still walk with it. And I agree, but, boy, I don't know what situation Miami is in right now.
I wanted to ask you about the Dolphins. Capital. Yeah.
I'll say this. They had all this draft capital and rah, 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 get all the draft picks you can. Well, it doesn't really work when you don't make the right picks, right? They had three first-round picks last year that look like they're squandered now, or 2 years ago, whatever it was. The last few years, they've had like five first-round picks. They did not take Justin Herbert when they could have. They did not take Ja'Marr Chase because they traded out of the spot. Or Kyle Pitts, basically. Yeah. They could have had him. Waddle, yeah, he may be a really good player, but Tua does – he looks like he I mean, yesterday's pretty good. The average to above-average quarterback at this time. And here's the rub for them. They do not even have their own first-round pick anymore next year.
Yeah.
They traded that. The Philadelphia Eagles have that.
Right.
They have San Francisco's pick, which could be okay, but it's not going to be where Miami's pick is.
Yeah, the Eagles have three in the top 10, it looks like, right?
Yeah, right now they do, yeah. And with Miami, Sal, I guess the thing – They won in week one. We forgot, right? They beat New England
in week
one. They haven't won since. And the thing that surprises me about Miami, I didn't think they were going to win the division, of course, but I thought it'd kind of be like last year where they would maybe hang in there for a little while, make the Bills sweat a little bit. And it's not just Tua's injury sidetracked their offense for a few games. Their defense is bad. Like, that's supposed to be, I thought, a good defense. And they've been giving up a ton of points. They've been not holding on to leads. They gave up the game-winning field goal drive yesterday. To me, I think that's what's surprising about Miami. I didn't think they would struggle that much on that side of the ball, and they are.
They have not drafted that well. Some of their higher draft picks have not worked out. Again, they've held all this draft capital that just kind of poof, up in smoke, it seems like. Maybe some decent players. I mean, Nick Benogany is not a bad player. He's a first-round pick, but he's behind a couple of guys, and they have injuries, too, in the secondary. I don't know. It seems like they're kind of a disjointed organization. They have two offensive coordinators, however that's supposed to work. I didn't think it would work when they did it like that, and now it seems like it's just something. Every time you look up, it seems like there's questionable decisions being made, or they're unorganized, or they're just not making plays that they should make. And then last year, how many times did I come on here with you guys and say it, and we talked about it? The way they won last year was just so not sustainable.
Yeah.
They scoring on defense is great. It's not a game plan. you can't go into a game and go, yeah, we're going to win because we're going to score on defense. No, that's nice to do, but they did that last year, and they had special teams and they had defensive scores, and that's how they kind of sustained even when Tua came in. So, yeah, they're coming to Buffalo. It's a 13-point spread.
13.5.
Bills next week.
Yeah.
The Bills are favored, and look, it's the NFL. Remember a couple of years ago, Miami was winless. They came to Buffalo after the Bills' bye week, and they had the Bills on the ropes, and then Tre'Davious White made the play at the goal line. Otherwise, that could have been a much different story. So you never know what can happen, but this is a time where, after the Bills' loss in Tennessee to lick their wounds and get back after the Dolphins at home, I would expect the Bills to get off the mat in this one.
All right, you got extra points today?
I do. I will be in. We'll talk more about the NFL. We'll look ahead to the Miami Dolphins game, but I don't want to talk a lot about what we're talking about today and some NFL stuff going on, and maybe we'll even sprinkle in some Sabres, some baseball, World Series.
You can skip the baseball.
No.
No, the World Series is dead. You don't need to bring it up. I don't care about either team.
Why?
Because I hate both teams.
I don't either, but I'll touch on it a little bit because it is a little different. It's a little unique.
I think
Houston, I guess not. They've been there. I get it.
I have to root root for the Braves. What Mets fan wants to root for the Braves? It's really a tough spot.
No,
it's like you root for the
tough.
Red Sox.
I don't love either team, believe me. I definitely don't like the Astros. So I will probably root for the Braves, but it's one of those deals where can I just get this series over?
It's by default, right? All right, we'll see you at 10.
Okay, guys.
Thank you, Sal. Sal's segment was brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the best place to buy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.